So I wonder if people are still on the other video they
I have
started.
no idea.
Because I made that mistake, you know. I don't know. So that last hangout, that'll be put up. What was it? What, 20 minutes or something?
Right,
That'll be put up as a separate video, and then this will be a separate video.
okay. Shit, I don't actually
Well,
know.
that's good because you have to change the name now that Sparky's here. So I suppose.
I've put that on there.
Oh, it's just not changed on mine. That's all.
I don't know what I'm fucking doing. I'm just amateurish. Hang on. I had like the page up so I could see all, everyone's comments, and now I don't know how to get back to that.
Oh, there you go,
Fuck.
live now. What if you? Ah, there we go, Sparky. Okay, I see it now. And oh, I can actually see Sparky. Because before I was just seeing the wee, you know, picture.
Ah, there we go.
I changed the webcam.
I'm not doing that. I'm too damn ugly to be on fucking
I don't even have a webcam, so I'm okay.
Ah, you're safe. But, yeah, so, right, okay. Have we got any viewers? Oh, we've got 32 viewers. Cool. Okay, great. Hey, everyone. How's it going?
Got to do it. That's
I
good.
feel like I'm supposed to be some sort of game show host or something now.
Because you're hosting it, you're supposed to be keeping it going. You feel the pressure.
Yeah, I am actually, but it's all right because I've got things to talk about.
Excellent.
I'm a big fan of Jezebel.com.
Ah, Jezebel. Hey.
Material.
And it was the funniest thing. I'm just gonna find it. So give me 2 minutes and have you got anything you guys want to talk about?
Well, talking about Jezebel, they were talking about Shailene Woodley the other day. Shailene Woodley, she was asked a question during an interview. I don't know why, but she was asked, "Do you consider yourself a feminist?" And her answer was, "No, because I love men." She went on, but that was her answer. And now
That's
she's getting nothing but abuse from the feminists for saying that, you know, because she's called feminism out as a hate movement, you know.
ironic how they give her loads of hate, isn't it?
But it's all the same shit, though. It's like they're all saying things like, "Oh, she's young, she's a bit sheltered, she doesn't understand, you know. Maybe if Beyonce sat her down and explained to her what it was about, you know, she'd be a feminist." Like, why the fuck does it bother you so much that she said she's not a feminist? Just get on with your fucking life. It's none of your business. But they're determined to make any popular woman, you know, a feminist, and if they don't say they're a feminist, they have to try and bring them down and destroy them, you know. One of them
Wow.
even going as far as saying, "Oh, seeing her and Kirsten Dunst in a photograph together, you know, it's sickening. It irritates me because the two of them claim they're not feminists."
Well,
Unfucking believable.
it's a threat to feminism, isn't it? You know, if there are women who can be happy without feminism and successful
Nice.
without feminism, and feminism, it sounds like it's a fucking lot of work, really, doesn't it? I mean, you've got to constantly be on the prowl and on guard for things people have said, and I just don't give a fuck.
Working on eggshells constantly.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so they must be like, shit, shit, she's about to undo everything we've ever done, you know?
So, like, okay, why were they mad? Are they mad because she said she loved men or she's not a feminist?
Both, because when you look at everything that they say, it's like she doesn't understand feminism, she's an idiot for not being a feminist, you know, and then they go on to complain about, okay, it's not harmful to men, this and that. And it's just, they hate the fact that she said, "I like men." It's like, "I'm not a feminist because I like men." That was her reply. And that's what, because she's basically said, "No, I'm not a feminist because it's a hate movement that hates men, and I'm not going to be part of that hate movement." I can't stand it, man.
Well, it's one of those things, isn't it? They don't even realize how they come across to the rest of the world, I think. You know, and it's just like, well, if people are saying to you, "Look, you look like a hate movement," and then you respond with giving them loads of fucking hate.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I don't know. What do I know? You know.
It's similar to when the Muslims say, "If you don't say Islam's peaceful, I'll behead you." You know what I
Yeah.
mean? And it's like, whoa, what the fuck then? God.
They
But
are.
I think their fear is that young girls will look up to these women and they will think, "Well, I'm not a feminist either then." You know, and then start to see it for the hate movement that it is. And
Because
that's
they
what
are
people
actually strong, independent women who are doing what they
want.
want to fucking do.
Ah, right. Well, one of them did say that. "You're a strong, independent woman. You're hardworking, blah, blah, blah. So you are a feminist. Why won't you call yourself a feminist?" You know, it's so fucking enraging that she won't just say, "Oh, I'm a feminist." But I wonder if she's strong enough to keep going, or will she buckle?
Wow,
and then
that's
eventually go, oh, okay then, I'm a feminist, oh, you know, just to shut them up, you know? But hopefully she won't. Hopefully she'll just keep saying, oh, fucking fuck off, I'm not a feminist.
What does she do?
She's an actress. I don't know her either, by the way. I only heard her because of this. It was... I don't know. No, probably some chick flick or something.
What was her name?
And that's why they're looking up to her. Shailene Woodley.
S-H-A-I-L-E-N-E.
I've never heard that either. The only thing I'm watching right now is Fargo, so I have no fucking idea who she is.
I can see why the feminists hate her. She's pretty good looking.
And she's not a feminist.
And she's they must. She's probably going to get crucified. You know,
because they already got that one that came out as a lesbian. What was her name?
I don't know.
Young actress. She came out as a lesbian.
The one looks like a little.
They already. Aye, they got her, you know, they got her, they're like, yes, we've got her, we can hold her up as a symbol, hey, ladies, look at her, this is what you should be. And then when she says, oh, I'm not a feminist, oh, they can't stand it, man. Oh,
fucking pariah, absolute pariah. Mm-hmm. So I found this, I know that, like, bringing up Jezebels, it's like, you know, beating up a person with no legs or something, because you know it's you know what they can do, run away, you know that. But it's one of those things where it's so fucking stupid, I just can't believe it. So it's called Why Humiliation is the Most Intense Human Emotion by Lindy West, and
a woman, that's a surprise.
Well, obviously, I mean, why wouldn't it be, you know? And basically the whole thing, it goes through, and she's talking about how, you know what, even though I'm big and fat, I'm a feminist, and so goddamn it, I'm going to eat my pizza and drink my full fat Coke in public, which is, you know, in itself, I don't give a fuck. If you like pizza and you want to drink full fat Coke and you weigh 400 pounds, that's fine. It's your choice, mm-hmm. You know, not my problem. But she's I don't know, out with some, I don't know, there's some VIP music journalist sat near her or something, and some band that she knows of, and she knocks a napkin on the floor. And she leans down to pick it up, and she ends up overturning the entire table on herself. And everyone starts laughing, and she's just there feeling humiliated. I'm just like, oh my god, you know. If someone's going to knock over an entire table full of food in front of famous people, it's going to be the big fat girl. But the thing is, you know, she's like, oh, that'll stay with me my whole life. And I'm like, yeah, because you wrote about it and put it on the fucking internet. You know, I would have had no idea about that if you'd not publicly proclaimed it. But fucking honestly, I'm gonna put a link in the thing just so people can have a read of it. I was absolutely howling.
I bet she thinks that they're only laughing at me because I'm a woman, or they're only laughing at me because I'm fat, rather than, no, they're probably laughing at you because you fell on your ass right in front of everybody, you know. And
exactly.
If that was me that fell on my ass, they'd all laugh at me as well, you know.
But exactly. She
a woman, and not somebody who just simply had an accident.
I like the way it's just coincidental it happened to be the giant fat girl.
Because, if I fell in front of a bunch of people, nobody would laugh at me.
Oh, God, no, exactly, that's the thing. You know? But,
that's because you fall with grace and style, Spark. You hold up cards saying 10, 10, 10.
Actually, I've done that when I fell before.
Yeah, all you can do is stand up and take a bow, right?
Mm-hmm. Aye, accept the humiliation.
Exactly, you know, you've got to move on.
It's going to be embarrassing, and it's going to be funny. Not to you, but it's going to be funny, and it's going to be embarrassing. Deal with it.
Exactly, you know, what else can you do?
Oh, well, I suppose you can not fall on your ass. There's a good joke. You know what I mean? It's always that, but since you decided not to do that, then you have to face the humiliation.
The thing is, she's got her face covered in pizza. She needs that napkin, you know.
How is she still hungry?
Yeah. So what else did you have, man?
Oh, talking point wise?
Yeah.
Wanted to talk about that Bloodlines it was on yesterday. Thursday, sorry. I watched it again yesterday. This was some fucking program. It was on for an hour on the BBC, right? British Broadcasting Cunts, right? They put this program out. Remember that the British public pay for the BBC, right? So this is why this is annoying. And the whole show was basically, the internet is a scary place for women, and it leads to rape culture. And all the shit that was in it, it was all, oh, is misogyny corrupting young girls? Could it be corrosive to society? Never actually saying that it is, but questioning it. Could it be this? Could it be that? And it constantly saying to women, you know, oh, the internet's terrible and scary. And the examples they had were just so awful, you know. They'd like, these three lesbians on, right? And they were clearly lesbians, right? One of them I genuinely thought was a boy, right? And she said, when I was in school, just walking down the corridor, I heard three rape jokes every day, you know? And I just thought, you're talking out your ass. And anyway, even if you did, so what?
Yeah, how many rapes did you suffer?
Exactly, exactly. Well, did that make you go and rape people, you know? But it's focusing on these people. Anita was there doing her usual spiel, you know? But she talked about, I get negative comments, and Kirsty Work said, what do you put that down to? Rampant misogyny, she said. It was like, well, of course it's rampant misogyny. It's nothing to do with you being a complete arsehole. It's all about misogyny. That woman there, she's making a really interesting point, but I hate women, so I'm going to have to give her a hard time. You know, it's fucking ridiculous, man.
It's the whole thing, Barney.
They focused on, like, joke t-shirts, you know. They showed a t-shirt that said, I feel rapey on it, right? I feel rapey, right? And this was deemed a misogynist t-shirt, but it didn't say, I feel like raping women. It should have been a gay man's t-shirt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it was
just
put down as misogyny. But what if it was a gay shirt and he wanted to rape other men? They just put it down to, that t-shirt's misogyny, and made no reference to, boys are stupid, throw rocks at them. Know what I mean?
Oh,
made not one reference to hashtag kill all men. You know,
yeah.
Talking about the internet's a scary place for women. Didn't even mention kill all men. When I seen those hashtag kill all men, gave me PTSD, and now I'm scared to go on the internet.
I had a question about that. Is the internet a bad place for women? I think men are just used to people being dicks to them. My friends have been dicks my whole life. I'm just used to it. I'm just be a dick back.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you grow a thick skin, and you know, and at the end of the day, that's not the be all and end all, is it? You know, you be dicks to each other just to make sure everyone knows where they stand. Really, you know,
insults are good. Insults are funny. I like insults. I think insults are great. You know, I deliberately watch battle rap because I like insults. You know, I just think they're funny, but people just take offence. You know, it's so sensitive, man.
So, All Things Fishy has asked for opinions about feminism trying to take over atheism. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Well, they do tend to get... You see with the LGBTQZY or whatever the fuck it is.
The alphabet soup group.
Possible group into the one group so that they can be a bigger victim group. And I think they're looking at atheists as a victim group. And they're not.
What?
And they're thinking... We'll get atheists on board as well. We've got the lesbians, the gays, the transformers, that's what I call them, the bisex, who really are just gay but scared to come all the way out the closet. And then there's the questioning ones. Questioning means that's the only group that a heterosexual white man can fit in to be a victim. Because you can just go, I'm questioning my sexuality. What the fuck are you questioning about? Do you like cock or do you like vag? Make your fucking mind up. Fucking hell, man.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, one of the common arguments or comments that I hear from feminists is, Jermaine Greer said this in one of the videos I did, is, you know, men are unsure about their sexuality. And I'm thinking, you know, I can count on one hand the number of men I've met who are actually questioning their sexuality. You know, they either know or they don't know, you know, and most of them, you know what you are, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't think this whole, oh, I might be gay thing is quite as prevalent as they kind of think it is.
You know when you see a pair of tits if you like them or not?
Exactly.
For God's sake, it's so simple. Couldn't be any simpler.
It's fucking... I just don't understand why they... I mean, I guess... Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Fuck them. That's flat.
Now, Jermaine made an appearance on that show as well, by the way. Jermaine, the woman who said... the woman who said fathers kissing their daughters goodnight is a sexual act and it's flirting. She didn't say that on the show. She said that before on Question Time.
Yeah,
she was on the show. And Kirsty Wark said to Jermaine Greer, a woman who is famous for fucking hating men, and she said to her, Jermaine, has men's attitude changed over the past few decades? She's not even a man. What the fuck are you asking her for? How the hell could she possibly know this?
Well, she'd know, because women know, and they can tell you what you think. That's the thing. So what do we think? I think feminism is obviously going to try and take over atheism, because that's what they do. I think Thunderfoot put it best, where it poisons everything. You know, it's an ideology, and if you let it go into, atheism is fundamentally the lack of belief. That's all it is. I saw this Atheism Plus, and I was just like, what are you talking about? An atheist community? How can you have an atheist community?
How can you be more of an atheist? Atheism Plus. You know what?
Yeah.
What man?
Sorry, I feel like we're waffling on, man. Sparky, I feel like we're talking over you or something.
Oh no! I'm just thinking, and when I want to say something, you're on another subject.
Sorry. So, did you have anything you wanted to say? Because anything that pisses you off, really.
No, like the whole feminism taking over, aliens, garbage.
Yeah,
but they try to mix like all these different movements, and none of them make sense. Like, why? What does feminism have to do with race? I've asked a bunch of feminists that. Nobody can explain that to me. What does it have to do with atheism? Again, nobody can explain that to me.
I what really fucks me off is feminism and homosexuality. Right? What the fuck does feminism have to do with gay men? Absolutely fucking nothing.
Nothing. I just read Full Frontal Feminism by what's her face? Jessica Valenti. And speaking of terrible shirts, she has a picture of herself.
Valenti.
She has a picture of herself wearing a shirt that says "I love male tears" or something like that. That's not a hate movement.
Yeah, no. Feminism is inclusive. You know, don't you know this? It's all about for men.
That's why it's for atheists, gays, and everybody else, because it's for everybody.
But like, in her whole book, every time she says gays, she's only talking about lesbians. She does not give a fuck about gay men.
It drives me crazy that anyone gives it any kind of credence, you know? Like you were saying earlier about the women who are saying, look, we're not feminists, the whole thing is just, and I'm terrified that it is going to end up taking over, because they're the ones getting into the government these days, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at, like, in Britain, Sparky, sorry about this, I don't know how it is in the US so much, but, in Britain you've got, what's-her-face, you've got, like, Harriet Harman and that on one side, and they're all feminists, mm-hmm. and then you've got feminists and the Tories, and they're all like, right, okay, so we have got a feminist fucking government either way. You know, there's no non-feminist I can vote for. So who the fuck am I voting for?
Well, all the men in both parties are going to stick up for them as well.
Oh, you know, fuck
if they come behind,
the
men
are... politics.
No, I know. I mean, 51% of the population, you want them on your side, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's the same in America, if I was to guess, you know? It's just
but the women's more women vote over here than men, so...
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so how exactly have you got so many men in the Senate then over there? Because surely women are all going to vote for women.
No, women just don't see women as leaders. And of course, not forgetting the fact that women all hate each other and they want another woman to be in charge. I suppose Hillary stands a chance though, because she identifies as a feminist, and she'll have all them on her side, because they'll be thinking, when she gets in, we'll be able to manipulate her like a puppet to do what we want, and they won't. They don't think they'll be able to do it that easy. Not with her anyway, but just my guess.
What do you think, man?
I don't think she'll win. I don't think.
No.
But I mean, she may win. It depends on who the Republicans put up, because they've been putting up shit lately.
Should they put up another woman? Should they put up another woman? To combat another woman. Would that be a good tactic, do you think?
Well, based on the women they've chosen, like, before to be...
Galen and stuff
like that. It's like, no.
The problem they have, though, the Republicans, is they always seem to have to believe in God, and that doesn't really cut it with a lot of people, you know? They're always going to end up saying something fucking stupid, you know, because of the Christian beliefs, whereas the Democrats don't seem to be as pushy about that, like, oh, I'm religious, you know? That's what it seems like to me, but again...
That's exactly what it is. Like, I won't vote for a Republican if they mention God in their ad. Like, nope.
Yeah, sorry, wouldn't
you had me with your economic policies, but...
But yeah, talking about your magical friend in the sky, that kind of takes me out of that, you know. Yeah,
but they're always going to say something you don't agree with, whatever the party. You know, there's always going to be something that they do, you know. Gang mentality, isn't it?
I'm looking for 60%. If you agree with me 60% of what I care about, then I'll vote for you.
See, that's
a good thing, aye.
That's reasonable. That's the problem that you're having there, Sparky, is that that's a reasonable position. And you've got people who are like, oh, no, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat till the end of my life. And I'm like, okay, so what if they're like, okay, well, what we can do is wipe out the Jews. And you're like, well, I am a Republican, so yeah, I guess I'm voting that way. I mean, you know.
And then they'll try and justify it by any means necessary. They'll try and, rather than just say, oh, come on, you can't say that. They've got to try and justify it. I mean, look, remember Bill Clinton getting his dick sucked? One side was saying, oh, it's no big deal, for God's sake. Who doesn't get their dick sucked? And then the other side was saying, oh, that's fucking terrible. That's atrocious. Get him out of there. I mean, the people who were saying, oh, that's fucking terrible, you just know that they would have took a dick sucking if they were sitting in the office. Yeah. Well, including Hillary.
We got keys to the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, especially if you've got Hillary Clinton as your wife, holy shit, I would let anyone else suck my dick. She is the scariest looking woman. No, that's not true. Michelle Obama is pretty fucking scary. You know?
I don't know. Back in the day, Hillary wasn't that bad. Now she's scary as hell.
It's the eyes, though. It's not necessarily the look, it's the eyes. She looks like the kind that would bite.
is it fair to say that any woman that's going to be running for a leader in any country are never usually like attractive and stuff? You know what I mean, though? You know, they're no, looks are never the top of the list.
Well, it's because they had to develop a personality.
True. I hope that's quite difficult.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? If they get it handed to them on a plate, why would they bother? I wouldn't fucking bother. If everyone... It must be the weirdest life. You know, people are like, hey, would you like this? Why? Because I find you attractive. It's like, do I have to fuck you? No, I'm just going to give you it. All right, thanks very much.
I'd take that shit too.
Yeah, exactly. I can't blame them. I'd do the same fucking thing, you know? Maybe I'm just jealous because I'm ugly as sin and I don't get that. You know,
if you were a woman, do you think you would be a whore? Seriously, do you think you'd just be a mad slut?
Yeah, I fucking would.
I don't know. I'm totally like I am now. I definitely.
But the thing is, would you? Because if you think about it, because the dynamic's different, isn't it? Because it's your, you know, I guess, I think women see it more like, you know, men are trying to get a quick shag out of them. And so, you know, it's them giving away something. And you know, they've got the power to say yes or no because the men are approaching them. And they're going to be like, well, I'm not going to just say yes all the time because then, you know, I don't get to say no and hold and retain the power sort of thing. So I'd probably be a fucking prude. I'd probably be the biggest cock teasing prude you've ever fucking met, and they'd be like, that fucking Ice Queen bitch, and I'd be like, you're damn fucking right. You know, and I'd be a cock about it probably. I'd be one of those.
Make them work for it.
Oh yeah, and if the legal system is skewed in my favour, my God, I'd abuse that. You know, I'm corrupt.
Why are all the first ladies scary? Are they? Are all the first ladies scary? Has there not been... Was JFK's missus... She was alright, wasn't she? She was alright. Yeah. I would have objectified her.
She could get it.
I don't know what she was like, actually. I should look her up.
What was her name, though? JFK's wife.
Jackie O.
Oh, Anasis, is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Let me just Google her. Right, let me see. Hey, she's not a bad looking girl, actually.
I ended up with fucking Aristotle in Assis and I got a fright. Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Oh, aye, she's aye. She would definitely get it. Aye, she's lovely, aye. Probably for a 60s chick.
Yeah, yeah. What was with the pointy tits back then, though? You know, they've all got
because
fucking
women
pointy
knew
tits.
How to be women back then. That's why.
Was it? Yeah, but seriously, was it like the bras or what? I honestly don't know.
It must have been. It must have been the bras. You know, just the style back then, I suppose.
Yeah, this is about women's bras. I don't understand.
You didn't see a lot of cleavage back then. You know, so you see it. You can't fucking look out the window without seeing cleavage now, but.
Yeah,
and there wasn't a lot of that going about.
I'm not sure I should be complaining about that.
No.
But would that be that wouldn't be possible without feminism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Women were liberated, and now the fact that you see cleavage is oppression.
I don't know. I don't know if cleavage is oppression or liking it if you're a man is oppression. I'm not sure. Because I think lesbians are allowed to like cleavage. That's good. Oh. That's fine. But if you're a man,
that sounds like a bit of a sort of one of those, you know, chicken and egg things, isn't it? Really. So what else have you got, man? Have you got any other interesting things that have come up?
Well, what do you think of the possibility of a male birth control, either a pill or, as I've heard, the Vasagel thing, something that was as good as the female pill for men? Do you think it's a possibility?
Well, scientifically, yeah, probably. Why not? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I imagine that these things do exist already, but I don't know, because we live in such a patriarchy, it obviously doesn't exist. I mean, this is my fucking problem with feminists and going on about patriarchy. It's like, yeah, okay, but who's in charge? Who's in control? The actual de facto control of all of these things. You know, you're the one in control of the birth control pill. Like Cosmopolitan magazine saying, yeah, 87% of women control the household finances. And it's just like, it's all of these things that just build up and you think, well, you know, it doesn't really sound like I'm really the one calling the shots here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So what do you think, anyway?
They certainly do hold a lot of power, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, not just that, you're going to, they always go on about, there's more male CEOs and there's more male men in government and all that, but when you think about who is it that's controlling the men, it is women. You know, what they cry for is what they get.
You Did you see the thing about Obama and the Danish Prime Minister, is it? Or?
I don't know.
They were sat next to each other in some fucking big thing, and Michelle
and Michelle switched seats.
Yeah. He's they take
fucking
selfies.
Simp. What a simp?
You giant fucking pussy! Jesus Christ! Do you think Vladimir Putin would have fucking switched seats? Fuck no.
Do you want executed, bitch? Don't get fresh. Sit there.
Exactly. Straight to the fucking gulags. All right. I tell you, I love Vladimir Putin, man. I fucking love
him. I like him myself, aye.
Right. He's the fucking Don, right? I saw a thing...
leader material.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. He's a fucking leader, isn't he? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I saw this thing that was going around Facebook where it was just Russia before Putin and Russia now. And, like, he's like, increased the average wage 10 times and, you know, the average household income 10 times and all this mm-hmm. sort of stuff. And it's just like, when you... You know, in 200 years' time, Vladimir Putin, assuming he doesn't commit any sort of genocide, he's going to be considered one of the greatest leaders of the modern age. You know, and everyone's like, oh, Putin's so bad, and it's because he doesn't like gays. And it's like, no, Russia doesn't like gays. Putin would have sex with a fucking... Putin would have a gangbang with an entire football team if it meant that, you know, if Russia would be happy for him to do it. Putin is Machiavellian, you know what I mean? And he's the fucking... He's a man, man.
It gets my vote for putting Pussy Riot in prison. I guess not. Because any other country, they wouldn't have got put in prison. Imagine that happened in Britain. You know, pissing all over a fucking cathedral and all that shit. You know, they would not have got prison time. They'd have got let off. You know, hormones or something. Maybe they were abused before. Or something like that. And they'd have walked free. Yeah. But they didn't walk free in Russia. And then you get all the fucking celebrities coming out. Oh. Free Pussy Riot. They didn't even know who Pussy Riot were 2 weeks ago. And you know what I mean? And then it's like, oh, free push your eye, fucking idiots, man.
I know. It's the whole thing is just. I'm genuinely worried. I mean, this is why I fucking make videos on YouTube, man. It's just like there seems to be such a dearth of sense in the world, you know. And I don't even know what to do about it. You know, I honestly find it worrying because I remember being a kid and people used to make some sort of sense. You know, I'd be like 15, I'd watch the news and it'd be boring, but at least it'd make sense. You know, it would be logical. And now I just fucking baffling.
Did you guys see this comedian? I guess she's a feminist. She had this talk at this Ms. Magazine award thing, and she was talking about, huh? Yeah.
I never saw it. No.
Well, pretty much she was talking about. She went. This guy called her up. She went over to his dorm room, and they had sex. And I never thought about it that way, but like he kept passing out, and like people were saying that. Oh well, I don't know. I don't know who it was. I watched a YouTube video. Adam something or other, and he was like, "Well, you can't say this is rape because he kept passing out." But,
so the way they were having sex and he kept passing out, but she carried on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. But the way she tells it, she didn't want to carry on. It sounded like she was trying to say she was raped. That's what I got. That's what I got from it.
Because he was unconscious and she was still having sex with him, he raped her.
But she didn't want to be there, and she was still having sex with him. Like, if you don't want to be there, then leave.
Yeah, he's unconscious. What's he going to do, stop you? You know?
A few people have tried to defend her by saying, oh, she's a comedian, but if you look at it, a man, a comedian, a male comedian, as a joke, telling the story about, you know, having sex with a woman who kept passing out, there's no fucking doubt in anyone's mind that that's rape. It's just like,
Jesus Christ, if
it's rape, do you know what I mean? If the woman keeps passing out... I mean, I think you need to stop. Fucking hell.
Oh, fuck that, man. I've got to the point where I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. No, I'm joking.
But if that was a man, it would definitely be classed as rape. Whether it was done in comedy, whether it was done in jest or not, they'd still say it was encouraging rape. But there's no backlash for her, you know?
See, this is actually just like something that's happening to a friend of mine. He was my best mate. He's working at a bank, you know, Nationwide Bank. And... It's an office atmosphere, so it's very feminized and it's very, you know, it's very normal and like you know how you would think the feminist workplace would be. Except there's some fucking chavvy slag who works there, who is constantly grabbing his ass and constantly, you know, saying to him, you know, you could come back to mine and we could have sex. And he's like, look, right. He's quite prim and proper, really. You know, he's like, I don't find that attractive. I'm not interested. And so when they're out like playing pool, and she grabs his ass, and he's like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "Ah, it's a laugh and stuff." And he's made complaints to his bosses. You know, he's complained to his superiors, and they've been like, "Just laugh it off." And he's raging, and I'm raging as well now, because I'm just like, for fuck's sake, if this was reversed, no one would say. I mean, loads of his colleagues have just said, just have sex with her, just to shut her up. And I'm thinking, fuck, if I was going to a woman, go on, let's have sex. And then, you know, everyone else says, just do it to shut him up, isn't it? You know, it's the doubled standards. It's driving me crazy.
I don't think it's possible that a man could be upset by that. Exactly. Find that annoying and just uncomfortable, you know? It's like, oh, well, you're a man, you've got a penis, you must want all sexual harassment and it comes your way, you know?
Exactly, you know, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. And he was telling me about it, and he was getting, you know, pretty worked up about it because, I mean, he's been sexually harassed, you know? He doesn't want this woman grabbing his ass at work and shit, and it's just like... I don't even know what to say to him. I don't even have any advice for him, though, you know? Because he's telling me, because I think he wants... not only to vent, but he wants some advice, and I just can't think of anything.
I should ask, though, what was he wearing? I'm just kidding.
But that's the thing, is that, you know, what are you going to do? You know, what can he do? If his bosses are saying, just fucking laugh it off, man. And he's just like...
And what if he does complain and say, look, I'm putting an official complaint in, she keeps grabbing my ass and touching me and all that. And she just has to say, oh, but he started it. His word against hers.
Well, yeah.
That's all that can happen. She holds all the power. His best bet would be to get video evidence.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
His best bet.
Hidden camera.
Even then, these days, I think they're coming up with a new system where if you've got video evidence, say, of a false rape accusation, they can make it so that, well, you didn't ask their permission to film that. It can't be used in court.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
You know? Excuse me, can I film you falsely accusing me of rape? You know? Fucking ridiculous.
But I genuinely feel bad for him, you know, because it means that he doesn't want to go to work, you know, and it's the sort of thing that, you know, it's like that fucking idiot on American TV who's like, well, boy, you know, what was the guy, the conservative guy? He's a little wet fucking blanket, but he was saying that being raped was a good thing if you're a guy. What was his fucking... Yeah, that's it.
Carlson Tucker or something like that.
Yeah, Tucker Carlson. Yeah.
Tucker Carlson. Could you tell him what? Who was it? Said all things fishy. Wants to know what chavvy means for the Americans.
Oh,
Sue Pollard. No, Sue Pollard. What's that Little Britain character? Vicky Pollard.
Yeah.
Look up Vicky Pollard. That's chavvy.
I think for the Americans it'd be trailer trash.
Aye, probably.
You know, she's not fat. She's like wiry. You know, like kind of thin and leathery because she smokes and drinks and she's disgusting. And she keeps going on about how she'd shag anyone, and if she was going around a guy's house, she'd shag him because why not? And it's just like...
My kind of woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Top class, basically. The sort of woman that you would definitely take home to your parents.
The sort of woman you just want touching you up when you're at work.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and making lewd comments as you go past and, you know, and every day. And, yeah, it's fucking... It's disgusting, you know. Absolutely disgusting. But, what was I going to say? Yeah, this fucking Tucker Carlson guy. I kind of missed the whole thing, but it was just like, he's got this such an antiquated idea, oh, men should pay for... And I'm thinking, wow, you're not a feminist then, man. You know? I'm surprised they didn't...
Ravishing Rick Rudd put a good video up about that. Ravishing Rick Rudd, he put a video up earlier about that.
I've never heard of him.
Cunt. Oh, he's quite good. He's ravishing. he put a video about that. I mean, it's not just that, but is this not the same guy that said that young boys being sexually abused by someone in a position of authority are lucky? I think it's him that said that as well. But this whole real men should pay shit, right? I've been down this road so many times, right? And what I do now is rather than say, no, equality, you should pay, I go the other way, right? I take them to the destination they want to be at, but I take them a different way. So they want to go to the destination of getting a free meal, right? And they like to go the road that says, it's tradition, it's chivalrous, it's nice, it's gentlemanly. Whereas I take them on a road that says, you're not paying because you're a woman and I'm better than you. I'm in charge. I pay the bills. And they don't like to get to the destination going that road somehow. They want to get to the destination, you know, because it's all about her and she's a princess, but they hate going the way where it's, well, you can't pay, you're just a woman. You're pathetic, you're beneath me. Don't you dare try and pay for my fucking meal. How dare you? Don't like that attitude. They're still getting what they want. They're still getting exactly what they want. They're still getting a free meal.
Honestly, they just want to have their fucking cake and eat it, don't they?
They want to have their cake and eat it, and your fucking cake and eat that as well.
that's fucking exactly it. So, yeah.
That woman that fell on the table that you're talking about earlier on,
oh, yeah,
she was probably reaching for some other guy's cake.
Honestly, I'll send you that fucking link. It's just the funniest thing how it had to be the giant fat bird who, you know, who knocks over the entire table with the food. You know? It had to be. Why would
you ever seen? Have you ever seen that video with the fat woman who's standing behind a bar and the guy opens the cellar door and she just turns around and falls right down the fucking cellar? It's hilarious, man. Fat chick falls down hole or something like that.
Oh, that is definitely getting Googled.
It was in Alan Partridge film. It was dead funny, man.
You know what? I type in fat chick, and the first thing it comes up with is falls down hull.
So, 10 seconds long or something is bloody hilarious.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I just found it.
I love the title of the video. There was no need to call her a fat woman in the video, but they just decided to call her fat chick. No. It could have just been women folks. No, describe her. That's funnier.
I swear I'll get myself on the control in a second. Sorry.
It's funny, but this is the kind of thing. You see that, and you laugh. So when you see a fat chick falling at a table, it's the same thing. You laugh, because it's funny. I mean, a few people will maybe stifle the laughter and look the other way, but they're still going to laugh.
There's no getting around it.
They're really simple. If something is funny, you'll laugh. Funny's funny, and people seem to think that, oh no, you can't laugh at that, of like rape jokes, for example.
What
if it's a funny rape joke? Well, am I honestly supposed to hear a funny rape joke and stifle my laughter and hold my mouth and all that and tears streaming down my eyes, anything but not to laugh, red face, you know? It's ridiculous.
That's another fucking thing that drives me crazy, actually, is when they're like, oh, that's not funny, and it's like, oh, right, you get it to the side, do you?
I hate people that say that. It's like, okay, if you don't like the joke, fine, but you don't need to stand up and say, well, hey, that's not funny. You know, that like, I see a woman do that. There's a video of a guy telling rape jokes and women in the audience in a comedy show.
Oh,
hey, that's not funny. You can't joke about that. I said, what the fuck? Go get the fuck. I'm fucking on stage. Who are you? What I mean? It's just decides, I don't like this, so I'm going to stand up and I'm going to protest and ruin everybody's fucking night. Christ's sake, man.
I love the idea that, you know, I mean, can you imagine the entitlement, though? You know, if I went to, like, a feminist fucking comedy show and they were like, oh, yeah, men, they're all dicks, I'd be like, well, I don't agree with that. I wouldn't stand the fuck up, ruin everyone else's time, and be like, you know what, you guys are fucking wrong, and you're going to have to apologize to me right now. I mean, what the fuck was she expecting?
They were talking about rape jokes on that show, the show that was on Thursday with Kirsty Wark, and she was talking to a comedian called Brendan Burns, right? Now, he knew that she was at the show talking about this, so he then went on stage and started telling anti-feminist jokes, and it was quite funny, you know? He was saying feminism's great because it means you get to admit you're wrong and pay for your own meals. And then he says, aye, you didn't think that was part of the fucking deal, did you? And it was just quite funny. But he said to Kirsty Wark said to him, there's a lot of jokes about women, you know? And he just simply said to her, what makes you think women are a sacred cow, you know?
Yeah.
Who says they can't be joked about? Fuck.
It's like, this tweet I saw by Ricky Gervais a while ago. Like probably a year ago, he was like, our jokes about X offensive topic funny? And he's like, well, it depends. Are they funny? That's all that matters.
So simple.
Yeah, that's as far as it goes, isn't it? You know, and I think, like you said, nothing's a sacred cow. You know, that's the problem, is that they're getting pissed off because they're being treated like men now, and they don't fucking like it. You know?
Oh, no.
They're like, well, you can't take the piss out of me. It's like, no, that's exactly what I can fucking do. Because you said
that's
I don't
what, that's what you want. That's what you want. You want equality, so, you know. In fact, that comedian actually said, you'll have true equality when you can be the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
And I believe that. Yeah. If you can be the butt of a joke, that's you got equality. Definitely.
Totally agree. Totally fucking agree with me. And the idea that you can't have the piss taken out of you, I find is baffling, because
how fucking arrogant is that?
Yeah, exactly. It's. I mean, I'm like a big fucking history fan and everything, and I think it was Voltaire that said, you know, if you want to know what rules over you, look at what you can't criticize.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And that is, for me, I mean, you know, that's the fucking, that is the proof of the pudding, isn't it? You know. It's, you know, if you can't criticize it, then it's the boss. And if women are going, well, you can't criticize us, well, what are they saying?
But they do act like they're, I don't know, the emperor or something, you know, and it's like, well, you did joke about me, you know? Like, well, yes, we did joke about
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, you're fucking naked.
So, like, how old are you guys?
34.
I'm 39. I'll be 40 this year.
Right, okay, I'm 34 as well. I thought we would... So basically, what we're talking about is Generation Xers who are getting old, right?
Thanks.
Because have you noticed that this is something I've been thinking about recently, right? Is that we've fucking dropped the ball here, man. Because the amount of jobs I've had where my supervisor has been like fucking 19, 20 years old, and I'm looking at them going, you're a fucking idiot. How are you a supervisor? And I know why they're a supervisor. It's because they're, you know, ass kissers. You know, they've got the brownest noses you've ever seen. And obviously, I fucking haven't, so I never got fucking promoted up this ladder, you know, because it's not based on merit in office work. And, you know, I'm just a fucking soft-handed pussy, so I've always been in offices. And, you know, it's we've completely dropped the ball, because I think, you know, the thing about Generation X was very much like, oh, anti-corporate, anti-establishment sort of, you know, moralist sort of, you don't sell out and stuff like that. And it's really come back to bite us in the fucking ass, because it means we've got no fucking financial power. It means that these kids are in positions of power above us, and it means that we're now the people who are in the wrong, and I'm just thinking, shit, that was stupid.
I know what your mistake is. You never took the time to get a gender studies degree. That's your mistake. We know how valuable those are. Jesus. NASA comes calling, you should get one.
Yeah. I should have stuck in the system, you know? Because now I've got very little, and it does my head in that, you know, these fucking kids who are just trained to be little ass kissers getting promoted. And it's just like, you little fuckers.
What would you prefer? You prefer to be yourself and not have the promotion than have to be somebody else in order to get the promotion?
Yeah, that's true.
I couldn't do the snivelling thing. I just couldn't do it, you know?
No, neither. That's my problem. That's exactly my problem.
I made a video about the all-women office. The woman started a company and she just hired only women.
Brick.
And you can see that they hate each other. You know, and that would come into play when it came to promotions. You know, if some woman went for a promotion and she wore the wrong shoes or something, she wouldn't get the promotion.
Wasn't that Samantha Brick?
I can't remember her name, man. Honestly.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
It might have been. Thing.
The woman who thinks she's so fucking good looking. And
oh, my God, I.
I've got to Google her now.
You've heard of her as well, yeah?
No, I got to Google her, yeah.
Oh, do it. She thinks she's the tits and... Oh, fucking, she's...
is that not how they said women are jealous of me because I'm pretty or something like that? Was that
the one? That's the one.
No.
And she's got worst jewelry to say, you can rocks on.
That's the worst thing to say if you're a woman, particularly if you're not that pretty. Fucking hell.
What the fuck?
Yeah. But yeah, she started an office where it's all women because women have that fucking privilege. You know, I can't start an office where it's all men, otherwise I go to jail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it started and it descended into chaos. As let's face it, we all knew it fucking would.
But what was good about it, though, was because it was all women, she just had to pay them 70% of what she paid the men. So she saved herself a lot of fucking money, apparently.
Actually, yeah. you could start a company where it's all men. But you'd have to put it like on a North Pole, somewhere women refuse to go.
Yeah, it'd have to be like an oil rig or something, wouldn't it? Out in the fucking sea. You know, that's the thing, you know, they can just say, yeah, we're going to have an all-woman company. I mean, imagine if I was saying I had an all-white company or something like that. It's the same sort of fucking thing.
I think one of the worst examples of that was when Nancy Pelosi held a meeting with all the women in Congress. And it's like, what the fuck are you doing holding a meeting with all the women? It's just women. This was a few years ago. And it was like a secret kind of meeting, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, how is that a democracy? All these people were fucking voted, were they not? And yet the men are told you can't come to this meeting? Unfucking believable, man.
Shit, man, that sounds like one of those conspiracy videos, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, all the women are a secret meeting.
What are they planning in that meeting, you know?
I, what the fuck could they have been planning? What could they have been talking about? What options were there be? They must have been talking about men, because I mean, I read somewhere that the U.S. government fails the Bechdel test, so... I'm not joking, I'm not joking. It was
this is unbelievable, this is from... Sorry, this is from March the 12th, it's just this year. Pelosi remarks at women members meeting with President Obama. She held a meeting with women members of Congress and President Obama today to discuss upcoming summer on working families. Now, why don't men have a fucking say on that?
Men aren't part of the
family. That's unreal, man. That's got to be a joke, man. That's fucking unreal. It's on the Democratic leader. It's on her site. Fucking hell.
Oh, fucking hell. I baffled. Baffled how they
can. It just shouldn't be allowed. I mean, to me, it shouldn't be allowed. I think, who's that fucking politician who looks like Ray Barone that we've got? Oh, man. Oh,
Jesus.
He's got a brother. He's got a brother as well.
Oh, Miliband, is it?
Miliband, his brother looks like fucking Ray Barone. And I think he'd done that as well. Just spoke to all the women. You know, had a meeting with all women to try and get their... I think it was to try and get their vote. I think it's insulting to women, though. Because what you're saying to all of them is, oh, well, you're all women, so you're all exactly the same and have the same opinions and wants, you know? And that's...
Yeah.
I think that's pretty insulting. They're all individual women. They've all got different tastes, all different wants and needs. Why lump them all together? But women seem
No. Feminism has decided what women want. So women don't get to disagree with that.
I can't remember what feminists said there, but there was the one where she said you shouldn't give women the choice to stay at home. Because if you give them that option, they might pick it. You know? In other words, they might pick what I don't want them to do.
I think that was that not Gloria Steinem?
It's possible, but because all of them talk out their ass so much, it's hard to remember which one said what. Because they all say different things.
I tell you, my favourite one is the gender pay gap. I fucking fucking love it, right? I fucking love it. I pray for when I'm having a debate with a feminist and they bring it up, because they're like, well, men get paid less. I'm like, men get paid more, and when we get paid less, I'm like, what? Your company? She's like, yeah. I'll get my phone out then. I'm calling the police. You know, I'm calling the police because the 1963 fucking Gender Equality Act means that that's illegal. So you're gonna substantiate that to the cops, and then you'll get your right pay. And obviously they fucking backpedal because they know it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking know.
It's earn, though. They say you make more or you get paid more. No, we earn more.
Exactly.
There's a fucking difference between getting paid and earning.
Exactly.
See, a true feminist, right? Any true feminist worth her salt, right, would celebrate the wage gap. Because that's proof that women live in a world, in a society, sorry, where they have options and free choice. You know, so they choose not to do the dangerous jobs. That's a good thing. They should be glorifying it and saying the wage gap's fucking brilliant. You know, we can choose if we want to earn less than men. We don't need to work as hard as them. That's really good.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I'd do the same thing. If I had the option of fucking sitting at home and someone else going out to work for me, A, I would think that was some form of slavery. But B, mm-hmm. I'd be all in favour of it. I'd be like, go ahead. You knock yourself the fuck out. I'm going to, like Bill Burr fucking says, you know, that's living the fucking dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would love to sit at home all day, play with kids, keep my own house tidy. I mean, I do fucking live there. It's not like it's some sort of giant stress. I'm not cleaning other people's fucking houses, you know.
Well, I look after my boy, right, and See when these women piss and moaning. You see it on Facebook all the time, you know. Oh, a mother's job is so difficult. Oh, we should get paid the wages of a security guard, a gardener, a doctor, a nurse. And you're thinking, I'm doing this stuff and I'm thinking, see if you're organised, it's really not difficult. These people are just not organised. They're fucking screwballs, man.
Oh, I tell you what, right, my girlfriend, I've got a girlfriend, fucking don't shoot me, MGTOWs. This is the difference, right? You know, I've got one because I fucking want one, you know.
Ah, but that is the whole MGTOW philosophy, though. There's nothing. Exactly. They're not actually staying away from women. They're staying away from the toxic ones and going, no, I will not put up with your shite. I will only put up with the decent ones.
Exactly. So, my girlfriend knows that I'm not going to put up with her shit, and so she doesn't give me shit. In fact, she's a fucking decent girlfriend, which is why I'm with her. But she knows how I fucking feel about feminism, obviously, because there's no way she can't know. And she goes on this forum called Netmums, where it's
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, women talking shit. But there was this thing on there, and I asked her to send me a link, but she never did, where apparently they said there was this feminist sort of conversation that had happened, where a bunch of feminists on there had said, look, you're not a real feminist until you've had an abortion. You're not truly liberated until you've had an abortion. And I'm thinking, fuck. That is just the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. You know?
I mean, I'm all for women having the right to have an abortion, right? Yeah. But see the way it's pushed as a you-go-girl type of thing, you know?
It should be an option of last resort, right?
Yes. In Britain, in our country alone, right, we have, I don't want to say kill more babies because you'll get that, oh, it's not a baby yet, but you know what I'm saying, right? We've killed more babies, I think it's like 11 million or something, than Hitler apparently killed Jews during the war. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's just Britain. And I just don't think, I'm not against abortion, but when it's being used that fucking often, to me, there's something wrong with that. That's not that. It's inconvenience. I don't want this baby right now. Yeah, you have it and give it to somebody who fucking does want it then.
But that's exactly what my missus said, actually. She was like, you know, I mean, you know, if it was some sort of, you know, health concern for the mother, then fair enough. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if it's just like, oh, I just don't feel like it. I mean, it is a human life, you know. Mm-hmm. It might not be like a baby, you know, it's a fetus or whatever. It might not be a fully formed baby, but still, you know, let's not just... I don't think they should be so cavalier about it. Mm-hmm.
A better question is, why didn't you take your pill every day?
Right. Or close your legs. Why did you not keep it in your pants? Keep it in your pants! Close your legs, for fuck's sake.
I mean, that is like the best form of birth control there is, and...
Yeah, I mean, I just can't believe how it's like they think they're dealing with like a non-human. And I've heard loads of women talk about it like it's my bean, or I'm growing him a little mouse and stuff like that. And it's like, why are you referring it to in non-human terms? Mm-hmm. It's a fucking human life, you know. I'm not against abortion, but I don't think you should just. It's not something you do on a Friday afternoon or something, is it? Mm-hmm.
That woman that filmed her abortion, did you hear about that?
I think this might be
Ramsay Paul done a video on this, right? That's how I heard about it.
Oh, yeah, go on.
But what she had said was, she had an abortion, right, but she's got the sonogram, and she said that she looks at the sonogram now and again because it makes her feel good that she's able to create a life. So she saw that as a life, you know? So even though it was still inside her, she said that was a life. But yet a lot of people who are not pro-abortion, but too fucking pro-abortion, you know.
Jesus Christ.
They tend to say, until the baby's out, it's not a baby yet. So, and the 2 minutes it takes for the baby to come out, or however long it takes, you know, from womb to outside in the real world,
it's not a baby.
That just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, but...
I'm baffled.
She got an abortion for attention, and it's, I kind of feel sorry for her because she's young, she's like, I don't know, 20 or something, you know, and I do think when she's older she'll regret it, I really do.
Well, I hope so, but the thing is, I'm worried that, like, these people, this is actually my problem with, like, the millennials. They seem to be very, like, I don't know, pro-authoritarian, you know, and if someone who they respect tells them that it's okay, then they don't make a judgment for themselves. They just accept it as being okay, you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas for me, if someone, you know, when I was growing up, if someone in authority told me to do something, then I would pretty much assume that it was the wrong thing to do. So, I mean, I just don't understand these fucking kids, and I realize I sound like an old man saying it, but fuck it. You know, it's fucking balmy. Right, what else we got? Found this nice thing about this Turkish guy who he went on a dating show, and he was doing great, you know, he's like a 60-year-old guy, he's on this dating show, and he's like, oh, that's so cute. It turns out that he's killed his previous two wives, and he's looking for wife number three.
Lucky women.
Yeah. And, you know, he's like, look, I've spent 14 years in jail, but I've changed. It's like, well, you know, who's signing up to that?
What would be funny as well is when he goes to get married and they talk to the women, she'll say, oh, no, I trust him completely. Aye, right.
Well, that's
hiding all the knives in the house.
I'm surprised he hadn't got, like, you know, 25 women saying, oh, I know that you've changed. I'll be here for you when you've got out.
Where was this?
Well, I'm sure he will when he makes enough money.
I'll talk to him. I'm surprised killing two women and he's a free man even after, you know, I'm surprised he didn't get, like, life. I don't know how it works in Turkey. Well,
I think Turkey might actually be an actual patriarchy.
Possibly.
You know, because, I mean, yeah, like you say, you know, I mean, 14 years for killing two women in this country and probably in America, I think you'd probably get a lot more.
And it was in Turkey. It was. I know we're going to get abused for having a go at people from Turkey, but it probably wasn't done for murder. It was probably charged with destroying his property.
Oh, that was a good one.
We can't allow that. It's just trashing the place.
Did you have anything else that was cool?
Well, I was looking at, as I was talking about the male birth control earlier, but I was looking up some things about this, and honestly, because see the way women talk about men getting a possible pill, the equivalent to them, they just think we're just a bunch of big babies, right? And they'll say things like, oh no, I don't think men should get it because I don't think they can be trusted to take it, you know? And it's like, it's not for you to fucking decide. Just because the only men that you can attract are dishonest assholes doesn't mean we're all like that, you know? Oh no, I wouldn't trust my man to take it, you know? But it's not fucking about you, is it? It's about him. But they're just not all of them, by the way. But there's so many women against the idea of men getting the same as them. It's just, why does it affect them so much? And I think it's not because we might forget to take it. It's in case we remember to fucking take it. That's the problem, because then they won't have the power anymore. And I think that's the real problem.
And also, we'd be in the same position as women are to say we're taking it and just, oops.
Yeah. Because there are loads of men who are just like, yeah, I hope that I can get trapped by some woman. You know, I hope I can somehow get her pregnant so she can then claim loads of money off me for the next 20 years of my life.
If only I could be morally and financially responsible for somebody forever. I'll corner women into it. But yeah, if it did exist, I think we'd have a laugh with women. No, because they would say, you know, are you on a pill? Aye. Just play with them, you know, see how you fucking like it.
So, now, Sparky, wasn't there a thing in America where some woman was forced to pay alimony for some reason? Well, did I make that up? I'm sure I read it.
I'm pretty sure it happened somewhere, but it's the amount of alimony paid to men is, like, it pales in comparison what's paid to women.
Well, are we talking like billions, are we?
I don't know exact numbers. I just know it's like a ridiculous amount.
Yeah. You know, fucking course. But yeah, I remember reading, like, I don't know, I can't remember whether I made it up now. I swear to God I read it somewhere, and I swear to God that there were comments on this article about it, but I don't know, I'm probably talking shit. So.
I've definitely watched a video where a woman complaining, an American woman, that she has to pay alimony to her husband.
Well, yeah, that's the thing I'm thinking of, isn't it?
And it's just like, she's on some news show or something, and she was raging, you know, and then she was saying things like, we need to definitely change the law on this. Now that it affects you, we need to change the law now. But you were saying fuck all about it when all those men were lining up getting fucking all their money taken off them. Christ's sake, man.
Right. And it's such Sorry.
I was just going to say, alimony is such a fucking patronizing thing. It's like, right, if you're with somebody and you don't want to be with them anymore, why the hell should they still give you money? You know, they say this bullshit, I'm accustomed to this lifestyle. But so what? But you're not in that lifestyle anymore. You've split up.
I can see the argument for it, as if, like, because, you know, I like to play devil's advocate. And so if you've got the mother, if if it was, say, a traditional style relationship where the man worked, the woman mm-hmm. didn't work, she kept the house, she looked after the kids, and then, you know, they split up, then I can understand that she's got no potential earning power, and he's had all of the potential earning power, and their kids do need to be fed.
But so, child support covers that.
Yeah.
Child support covers that. It covers the children completely. Alimony is for the big child. And but, you know, only but, for the big child. It's not for the children at all.
But yeah, but if the agreement was, you know, I'll work, you look after the kids, then mm-hmm. she's missed out on, say, 10 years of experience that she could have used getting jobs, you know, and building up her resume. And so, you know, I know that I might sound like some sort of traitor, but I can see the argument for that.
But what do you think if she, as in 80% of cases, initiated the divorce?
Well, there we go. That's where I was going to come to, actually, because, you know, if she's the one who's just, you know, gone off and fucked someone else or decided, you know what, fuck this shit, I'm out, mm-hmm. you know, then tough. Why the fuck would you get anything? You know, mm-hmm. you made the choice. You know, if you fucked yourself up, well, that's too damn bad. But I mean, obviously, that's not how the law works or anything, but yeah, it drives me crazy. Absolutely drives me crazy.
But yeah, right. I mean, if they're raising kids, say they take a good 10 years out, and they're at home with the kids,
yeah,
they do miss out on all the work experience and all that, but they did gain the time with the children. So yeah. that not like that was nothing. That's an enjoyable time. I know women put it down to hard work, but it's actually an enjoyable time. They get to watch their kids grow, and they teach them things, and they get to play with them all day. You know, so although they missed out on the decades worth of experience and work, they did get something that the man who was working didn't get. He may have the job experience, but she got a lot more, I think.
Yeah, this is like what pissed me off. So they talk as if having a job's a fucking good thing, and I'm thinking, man, I've hated every single job I've ever had. You know, I do them because I have to do them. I don't do them because I don't work for some fucking multinational corporation because it gives me any kind of sense of fulfillment. You know, I mean, who does? Who? I don't give a fuck what their profits are like. I'm not going to work hard for them. You know?
Needs must. That's it. Needs must. Well, you have to work.
I'm good for this point where, like, if you're deciding to leave this lifestyle, then you're deciding to leave that lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that, man. It's, you know, if it's your choice, fucking... But, I tell you, one thing that really fucks me off, right? And I know that I'm just like jumping all over the place here, is, you know that guy who got his dick cut off and the women on TV were all giggling about it? Yeah? This is going to come to one of those things where I'm going to say something that is going to haunt me forever, but I don't give a fuck at this point. This is just before we started doing this, Sparky. Basically, we were saying how we're going to say something that's going to be on the internet forever, and, you know, I'm probably going to be in court in 10 years' time, and they'll play it back, and I'm like, well, yeah, that is my voice. Right. I'm sure this isn't all women. I'm sure it's not. But I honestly wonder if women can have empathy. I'm honestly not kidding, because, I mean, Sharon Osbourne and that, they're fucking like, oh, you know, and everyone's like, oh, good for them and stuff like that. And I'm thinking that's only because you're not thinking of what it's like to be mutilated. If I was sat in that room, I'd be like, oh, yeah, because I heard about this Albanian guy who fucking went at his wife's cunt with a fucking axe, and I'd just belly laugh, whoa, and they'd be like, they'd be fucking horrified. And I'd be like, exactly, because you're thinking of it happening to you. Mm-hmm. You know? You're not thinking of what it's like for that person.
Right, they don't have empathy for men. They have empathy for each other, but not for men.
Well, I don't even know if they have empathy for each other. Sorry, go on.
Here's the thing, Sargon. If you're wondering if women have empathy, then you need to break up with your girlfriend now.
I didn't say all of not all women, some women. Okay. I guess that's
all. Well, yeah, obviously. Some women can be monsters, just like we can be monsters.
But we can be monsters, and women can be monsters. But if did you see that Wendy Williams example? I mean, the woman said to her, oh, I'm thinking of, you know, not taking my pills so my husband gets me pregnant.
Oh,
and she's all for
hell.
It. This is a full crowd of women. They're all there. Now, if you got a full crowd of men, there's no fucking way they would cheer.
Why wouldn't women be for it? I mean, she's trying to make her own choice about what she's going to do, and she doesn't need anyone else's input, like, mm-hmm. not even her partner.
No.
I can't imagine the arrogance of that. I mean, that is just...
But it's evil as well. It's the way that it's clearly a wrong thing, but yet they still applaud and cheer. And you think, and like you say, with no empathy, it's like, can you not understand that you are cheering something that is vile? How can you be so ignorant and stupid? You know, yeah. I'm thinking, maybe it's, I don't know what the Wendy Williams show's like, but maybe they're just laughing and cheering along, because if they don't, they don't get a fucking free car.
That's what I'm thinking. A lot of it's like that mob mentality where everybody else is going along with it.
Oh, scary shit, that, isn't it? That's the thing, isn't it, though? It's the empathy. It's the you know, do you realize that you are fucking up someone else's life for your own, just on a whim? You know, you're like, well, I kind of feel like it today, so I'm going to do it.
Because you want something.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and like you said about the alimony thing, it's like they're big kids, you know? And I'm sure not all women are like this, but fucking hell.
Well, you give your child pocket money. That's what it's like. Oh, I better still give her pocket money. There you go. That's your pocket money, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
What does it do to the man, right? Because he's not going to be in his house, and plus he's got to pay alimony. What chance has he got of meeting another woman and moving on? He's fucking skint. He doesn't have any money. She's taking it all. Sick, man.
See, this is actually a conversation again that I had with my missus. Don't kill me, psychological cynic. I saw you in the comments. she's on some other forum, and there are these guys on there who are complaining that they've got to pay too much money and they can't afford to start another family. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, man, how many mistakes do you have to make? But, you know, that aside, these guys, you know, they want another family, and fair enough, that's what they want. Let them make their own mistakes. And she's like, you know, well, these guys are just, you know, they're liars. And I'm like, how do you know they're liars? And and we ended up having a proper argument about it. So I was like, look, right, they are literally directly telling you they cannot afford to. And so their quality of life, their future, what have they got now? You know, mm-hmm. What have they got? And she just couldn't understand it from their point of view, you know. And, you know, I know I'm talking bad about my fucking girlfriend now, but it was something that drove me fucking crazy. You know, I don't know, I should stop.
But if a woman has a family and then the family splits up, she can move on and have another family without finance being a big worry for her.
Yeah.
Because the man she goes to will probably end up taking care of her anyway, so...
Yeah, and at the end of the day, if it all goes tits up, the government will. So.
Oh, well, of course, aye. Of course. You know,
there's always that bottom, isn't there? But yeah, someone in the comments mentioned Tumblr. What do you reckon about Tumblr, Sparky? Have you ever been on there?
Oh, no.
That's exactly right. We were saying this before this started. I've never been on the site. I just pictured a site full of people with dyed hair and fucking hipster glasses.
I've been to Jezebel, I've been to Feministing, Everyday Feminism, but no, not
Tumblr. Oh man, I've never been there. Because of everything I've fucking heard about it. You know, it's like the black hole of the internet, isn't it? Where the fucking worst people fucking end up.
It's just it just seems like one big massive victim group, you know? Mm. If you happen to be either white, male, or heterosexual, or especially the fucking dreaded three, you're not welcome on Tumblr because you've got privilege. So, you know, and you can't possibly be a victim. You know, so it's pathetic. But then the victim status thing, I'm glad men, heterosexuals, and whites don't have it because I find it embarrassing, to be honest. But that's just me.
Well, I don't understand how they don't understand that it's, you know, if you say to someone, you're a piece of shit, it doesn't matter why you're saying it. You know, you're still the sort of person who just goes and yells, you're a piece of shit, at someone else. And, you know, I mean, that is just... If you start doing that to people, then that kind of makes you a bad person, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know I do it to Anita Sarkeesian, but fucking Anita Sarkeesian, she fucking deserves it. And we've already sung her praises. So.
Just think of whose money she's spending, and it just makes you like her even more. I wonder how much. I'll only go here one more time, and I'll tread away. But if she started a Kickstarter to get a nose job, I wonder how much she'd get in. Right, I won't do that again.
I'd kick in some money for that.
Yeah, you know, I would too, actually, yeah. No, what the fuck would I do? Then I'd be the sort of fucking idiot who gave Anita Sarkeesian money.
Yeah, but it'd be like, yeah, you don't get two. I could vote with my dollars.
Oh, yeah, how much is it going to take for her to piss off? You know, I'd vote for that.
Do you not think her boyfriend's in on it as well, though?
Yeah.
You don't think that, like, a team, but he stays away in the background. He doesn't come out and say anything. He's just, like, in the background. You know, I think they're a team, but she's the talking head.
Well, I did actually, I must have watched some video about it, and this guy had done his research about it, because he was saying how the boyfriend had all this social justice stuff before he'd even met her, and, you know, and then Anita was just, she just seemed to be like a bit of an empty vessel that he could, like, fill up with all these ideas, because she wanted to be in the media, and suddenly, like, she's found a cause, and now they're going, you know, he's, like, steering her in this direction. So, yeah, I think that, you know, this guy's right. From what his evidence seemed compelling to me, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that he's some sort of, like, puppet master in the background, isn't he?
So when the video came out showing that her a few years before, she started all this saying that, I don't play video games, and then putting it down as some hobby there where you blow people's heads off, right? When that video came out exposing her, you would think the feminists who were on her side would have been outraged and saying, who the fuck, man, you've just caught... But they didn't say a fucking word, man.
This is why I put it in that video I did, because I was just like, look, how are any of you taking her seriously anymore?
Mm-hmm.
She's not a game.
The evidence is there. The evidence is right there that she is not... They just don't want to... I don't know.
What more do you need to say? You know, there's nothing else to say, right?
Unreal.
Fucking crazy. Anyway, so it's getting quite late now, so I'm probably going to have to... Well, when I say quite late, it's fucking 10 o'clock, but I've been up since 6 o'clock, so I'm a pussy.
Ah, same here, man. I've been up early as well.
So, I guess we should probably knock on that. I've run out of stuff to talk about as well. So, you know.
Fair but maybe I would definitely be up for doing this again, you know.
Yeah, me too. I've had a good time.
Maybe get a group of people, you know, see if there's any more. As I said, I did say Chaswold, because I like Chaswold. I think he's quite funny, you know.
I haven't really watched that much of stuff.
There is quite a few, you know, but that I'd like to do it with. But I think it's quite good.
I would like to get... Okay, yeah, before we go, right, okay, who do you like? Whose videos do you like? That's what I want to know.
Christ, right. I look at it for people who I would want to subscribe to me, right? Now, I've already got Karen Strawn, right? I wanted her.
Yeah.
I wanted Thunderfoot. I got him. The two I really want is the Justicar. I think he's fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
and Ramsey Paul. Ramsey Paul is just fucking brilliant. I think he's excellent. But those are the two. I mean, if they put a video out, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. I'm gonna go check some. See, I don't really watch Chaswold Almighty. Not because I've got anything against him or anything. I've only got so much time, you know.
Well, some of his videos are long, but he is funny though. He is funny. Good sense of humor.
Well, it's not necessarily the length of the videos. It's more like, you know, the amount of people I can kind of catch up with, you know, at once. Bane666, as someone says, fucking cool. Thing is, I hate the fucking.
Oh, I've been 666. Excellent.
I hate the automated voice. I wish he'd just talk. You know, I don't give a shit if he's got shitty voice or something.
Is it not Bane that can't talk, or is that?
Oh, is that the case? Is it?
Is it RBK that can't talk? One of them who used the computer voice can't actually speak in real life.
Right. Okay. Well,
I'm not sure which one, but
yeah. Well, that's fair enough. If that's the case, then obviously.
But I can't say, because I started on YouTube using the automated voice in my kind of Hugh and Mary videos, you know. So
yeah, I saw some of your early ones. Yeah, they were good as well, man.
I understand whether they are hard to watch, you know, because of the voice. But
yeah.
A few years of technology will be really good, and it'll be better to watch.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I like Thunderfoot a lot. But I get the feeling that Thunderfoot wouldn't want to do something like this, because...
Oh, no, probably not. Not with us, anyway.
He's a bit too respectable, you know. I'm prone to go off on one, and, you know. So, you know, I can understand why he wouldn't want to do that. But I tell you, I would like to get Psychological Cynic on. I like his video.
Hey,
dude, you have to do more videos. For fuck's sake, you haven't done one in like a week and a half or something. Get on that.
any chance of a hangout with Thunderfoot? See, I would love to do a hangout with Thunderfoot, but
I'd love to.
He's quite big, and I don't know if he'd hang about with small timers like us, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're small fry, you know.
Exactly.
And the thing is, he is, you know, he's got a very respectable sort of channel. He always sticks to the facts. He never just says that they're twats, and they fucking are, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I can't resist. I don't care. I've got no fucking career that I'm putting on the line by doing this, and I get the feeling that he might do. So he's got to make sure that his reputation and position is impeccable. Otherwise, you know, it could be used against him, I think.
Well, somebody's in a comment there. That's right, I noticed that as well. Thunderfoot did subscribe to you.
I tell you, someone's mentioned Pat Condler. I like Pat Condler as well. Very good videos. But yeah, I'm very flattered. It's like praise from Caesar.
Pat Condler's the anti-Islam kind of guy, isn't he?
He talks about Islam a lot.
Pat Condler. Yeah.
But he's also been. I've seen he's got anti-feminism videos as well. Which again, he's got.
Has he? Right? I feel like him. He is good.
Yeah, get on it, cynic. He's just a rational man, you know. He just thinks about what he's fucking saying. But he's very good, you know. It's rhetoric, isn't it? You know, it's not just, you know, the sort of bitching and moaning that I do.
Mm-hmm. That helps as well, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you not find making the videos is therapeutic?
Man, I...
In a way, getting it all off your chest.
I think it's the reason I've got some friends left, to be honest, because I don't have to rant at them. You know, I think you're absolutely right. It's fucking therapeutic, you know. And yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't do them now, because I think it's the only reason I've got some fucking hair left.
Stefan Molyneux as well is getting mentioned there by Woody Black. I like him. He's really good. I like him. He's good as well.
When you
name somebody you like, you know you're always going to forget somebody.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Somebody pure obvious.
I don't want people thinking that we're, like, you know, leaving people out because we don't like them and not because there are just loads of fucking good people doing it. I do like Stefan Molyneux, but I've got to say, I don't really like his radio show very much. Now,
I just watch his YouTube videos.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, his YouTube videos are good, but I always find that he sounds quite defensive in his radio show videos, you know, mm-hmm. where he's got people calling in. And I just think, you know, I don't know why, but he always seems to leave the person he's calling on the defensive or on the back foot, and they're really excited to talk to him, and then he seems about, you know, a bit like, I don't know, like he thinks they're going to challenge him or something. And I find that odd because they never sound that way to me. I mean, I don't know. But, yeah. But anyway.
Is Sparky still with us?
Nah, I think he's dropped out. Because I said we were ending it.
Right, okay. Cool.
But yeah, cool. Anyway, thanks for being here, and thanks to Sparky for being here. I really appreciate it, and it's been really fucking cool.
I enjoyed that. I'd definitely do this again, mate. No problem at all.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely,
man.
Do
me
this
too.
Again, right?
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll actually...
Sorry,
go on.
Can I say, if to people listening, right, I've got a video idea that you could maybe help me with, right? Have you heard about the... in Washington, they're going to have a museum for women. Did you hear about this?
No.
Seriously, it got voted the last week, I think, and they're going to have a museum for women, right? And what I wanted to do was, I wanted to take the piss out of that, obviously.
Oh, they fucking and are like as well.
Do like a virtual tour of the museum, you know?
International Museum for Women.
So put something like, you know, here on your left you'll see, I don't know her name, but the woman that started the White Feather campaign.
Oh, you know, God, those...
She got thousands of young boys killed. You know, young men during the war. She's a great role model for women. And then over here we have a statue of a vagina, another one. You know, things like that, you know.
Oh, you know what it's going to be.
If anybody has any ideas that I could put in the Museum of Women in order to take the fucking piss out of them, please leave them in the comments. I'll see what I get.
I tell you, I know where that's going as well, right? Because a few years ago, on like something, it wasn't like Tomorrow's World, but it was something like that, where they were like, yeah, what they're going to have is these sort of radio dishes that beam music directly at your ears or something like that. So in a completely crowded room, you will be the only person hearing this music. And what they'll have is a platform. And, you know, they, like you say, you know, they'll have, oh, this woman came out white feathers, here's a vagina, yeah, that's great. And then here's an empty platform. And the woman will be like, well, what's this empty platform for? And they'll be like, just go and stand up there. And what it'll be is they'll be under a really bright light, so they have to close their eyes. And all it'll be is applause. And this woman will just be stood there, bathed in this light with applause. And they'll be like, oh, my God. And they'll just be like, how do you feel? And they'll be like, this is what I've always wanted. You know?
A big giant hand comes out and pats her on the back.
Exactly.
So good. You're such a brilliant person.
Exactly.
I also put in the museum the founder of the Planned Parenthood, who I believe it was her that said, I'd have to verify this, but that black people are like weeds and should be exterminated. You know?
What?
Such a nice feminist, such a nice woman. And she's going to be in the museum, you know?
Sorry, who said what?
I don't know her name, but she found the Planned Parenthood. She was the founder of the Planned Parenthood, I'm sure of it. But again, I'm not 100% sure of this. It was on Facebook, so you know you can't trust it. But black people like weeds and should be exterminated. Right. And in fact, you know, I need to look that up. I don't like to type in black people are like weeds in my computer, but... you know, because that's the...
That's the sort of thing that's going to get you arrested, isn't it? You know, the NSA will report
exactly
that.
And, right.
You know, you just knock on the door, excuse me.
See what we got here. Planned Parenthood. No, I can't. Margaret Sanger.
Margaret Sanger.
Blacks, immigrants, and indigenous are human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who never should have been born. Feminist. So
what's
she
a
goes
surprise?
In, she goes in the museum. That's Margaret Sanger, S-A-N-G-E-R.
Yeah, I'm looking on Wikipedia.
I'll look more into it and see what's said. But it's, as I say, these are the kind of people I want to put in the museum, and you know, just totally rip the piss. Because what is going to be in the museum? Seriously, what the fuck is going to be there? Because I've got this feeling, right? what they're going to do is they're going to go to a bit and they're going to say, and this is Mrs. Graham Bell. No, like, who's that? Well, behind every great man stands a great woman, and she's the great woman. She is on the
Julius Caesar with his wife just behind her, giving an approving look. You know,
exactly. I mean. It's unfucking real, man. Stupid idea. How can they not just go in the museum? How can all their achievements or whatever they've done not just go in the normal museum? Why do they have to have their own museum? It's ridiculous.
I think it's like the art galleries, where only like 10% of it's female art. It's because they don't really do anything.
No, well, and when they do, what is it? A messy bed or a statue of a vagina?
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of shit they do.
Oh yeah, woman plopping out eggs full of paint from her cunt in public, squatting like she's taking a giant fucking shit.
She should have been charged for that. What the fuck is that shit, man? If I took to the street and, you know, pulled my trousers off and started shitting eggs, I'd be arrested. I'd be fucking arrested. Unreal, man.
You couldn't make it up, could you? That's the thing. You could not fucking make that shit up.
What? If you think as well, right, see if you had the Museum for Women, you think of this wee small building, and then next door, the Museum for Men, big mass, bigger than the White House, big fucking massive mansion. It's so ridiculous, man.
Yeah, I know. But that's
how ridiculous they are. As you said, in Norway, you can't criticise feminism, and now we're going to have in Washington, where the fucking White House is, they're going to have a Museum for Women. What the hell, man?
And they're the ones who are like, you know, well, I would have thought. I thought that they were asking for equality, which meant men and women, you know, being mixed in. And, you know, it's the gender isn't important, the achievements. But that is patriarchy, obviously. So, you know, I mean, what do I know? I'm a white male who's heterosexual, so I should probably be killed. But anyway, man, yeah, I've had a really good time doing this, and next time I'll actually do some planning. I mean, at least we know how it all works now. So next time.
Wow, it was a good virgin entry, I think. We've done okay, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
The comments are positive, so I'll go off the comments. They're positive, so that's good.
As long as everyone enjoyed it, that's cool. I get the feeling I could have done a better job of it. You know, just if we'd like prepared a bit better. But next time I'll do that.
If we plan it the next time, what we'll do is we'll give them plenty of notice and then ask people, is there anything you'd like us to talk about? Or, you know,
that way
the people listening are at least going to get to hear something they like getting talked about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's a good... In fact, people are bringing stuff up now, like Lacey Green, holy shit.
Oh, God. See when you think of all these ones, Lacey Green, Rebecca Watson, Anita Sarkeesian. I mean, seriously, would you? Any of them?
Well, I would with Lacey Green, because...
But she'd have to shut up, though. She'd have to shut her mouth. She's so irritating.
That's the point. I'd like to just literally, one thrust. Is that okay, Lacey? That's okay. Okay, another thrust. Is that okay? Yeah, that's okay. Another one. Is that okay? Yeah, that's okay. Maybe, you see where I'm going with this, Lacey?
You'd have to get her one of those, see those kind of bondage gag balls that you stick in the mouth? You'd have to get her one of them just to shut her up. That's probably rape.
I'm not even sure there's a probably in there in Lacey.
I think I'd probably do Sarkeesian though as well. You know, I know I slag her off, you know, but I'd probably do her as well. But Rebecca, wow. No.
Yeah, Rebecca Watson, I wouldn't. But the thing is with Sarkeesian...
Maybe for badness, but... The
thing is with Sarkeesian,
no,
I'd do it just to get her admitting that she was full of shit, you know what I mean? And because you know that she's full of shit, and so... I mean, she doesn't believe any of this bollocks. So
that's the thing. You know that she does not believe any of this.
Yeah.
So is she not just doing a Sarkeesian and playing the tune that the rats that follow her want to hear?
Exactly.
While she leads them to the river.
You know. It would be like having sex with Satan. You know. It'd be like you know. I've always known that you're evil. You know. And that's the thing. But Lacey Green, she has got enormous fucking tits. So I would be curious. You know, just out of curiosity.
She has got big tits, but they're nowhere near as big as her mouth, though. It's a problem, isn't it?
Or as wide as her face. I mean, Jesus
Christ. You can see as well that she's young right now, but you can see that in a good, maybe a decade, she's going to bloat right out, man. She's going to be a fatty when she's older.
She's going to get the pear shape, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. She should buy a treadmill with some of the money she gets.
Yeah. I tell you, I love it, you know, Watson would cry rape, and it's like, yeah, you'd be fucking lucky, Watson. You know what I mean? Fucking, I mean, who was the guy who asked her out for a fucking coffee? He must have been hideous.
I mean, even the story, the way she tells it, it's like, guy asked her for coffee. She could have beefed it up a bit and went, he closed in on me, had me cornered in the elevator, you know, and he was right breathing all over me, you know, but she didn't. She just went, this guy asked me for coffee, that's harassment. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, it's what? See, I'm feeling kind of bad because I feel like we talked over Sparky a lot, you know, and or didn't really give him enough room to get in because he's a surprisingly like quiet guy and reticent guy, isn't he? You know,
quieter than I thought. I don't know if we shouted. I hope we didn't cut him off or shout over him or anything.
Yeah,
because I think Sparky's the type of guy, if he wants to speak, he'll just speak. You know,
Yeah, that's the impression I got.
I hope we didn't do that.
Yeah, me too. And I'm wondering if it's like maybe a cultural difference, you know, because I mean we're both British, so you know what it's fucking like. I know what it's fucking like. So, and I'm a bit worried that we won't consider it enough, you know, because I really like Sparky. I really like his videos. I really like his attitude, and I think he's the man. I think he's so goddamn
funny. Sparky's class, man.
Yeah. And so
I feel like the connection as well, that it not just being British people. I like the connection to America.
I did.
I think that's a good idea to mix up.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely think I'd like to do that again. But, I mean, maybe it's just that maybe it's easier that it's two people talking and three is a difficult thing to get in on or something. I don't know, you know. I'm not very good at the dynamics of these sort of things because it's the first time we've done it.
Well, that's the first time, so.
Yeah.
Oh, so somebody said, I am Bob saying, use Sarkeesian's hoop earrings for handles. That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. Because they are fucking mad at the hula hoops.
Yeah, I could definitely get behind that. She's not a bad looking girl, so, you know.
Get behind that. Was that pun intended?
That entirely was pun intended. Because, you know, she looks like she'd look pretty good from behind. See, this is the sort of thing that's going to haunt me forever now. Yeah.
Aye, well, we said we would have sex with a woman, so that's rape, I think, so we're done for. We're banned.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm going to get myself killed. It's, you know, it's just going to be one of those things, isn't it? It's metaphorically speaking. But,
I think it's went okay. I think it's been pretty good. I was a bit nervous beforehand.
Yeah, me too.
But having done this now, I'd definitely do this again.
Yeah, me too. And I'd definitely like to get some of the other sort of video makers in, definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just a shame Sparky left us and he can't sing us out.
Yeah, I was hoping he would, but
with that wonderful R. Kelly voice he has.
But... he's a lot more sort of quiet than I expected. I don't know, maybe I was just expecting him to be a bit more boisterous. Not that that's a criticism or anything like that.
No, I don't. Maybe I did. It's earlier there, so I think I had his child in the background. Maybe he was distracted.
You know? Oh yeah, yeah.
I know I would be if my boy was running about. So maybe he was a bit distracted as well. So.
Yeah, I guess I was quite lucky, really, as well. Yeah.
Because we're all right with the time, you know. We're up late, whereas you know over there it's quite early still.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, right, okay. Well, we better stop here, really.
We'll leave it there for now, then. Yes.
Oh, mate.
Right. Well, I'd just like to say then.
Sorry, go on.
Oh, sorry. Go. What?
That was.
I was just going to say thanks very much for listening to.
So hang on. Sargon, if you had a choice, who would I bang? What? I have fucking Lacey Green and Anita. I think I'd probably go for Anita. I think she'd be dirty. You know? I think she'd be.
Because I think, although Lacey Green talks a lot about sex, I don't think she would have a clue.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's a prude. I think she's...
She's not experienced. She's too young to be talking about sex. I don't mean that as sounding prudish. It's just like...
She doesn't know.
You can't know what you're fucking talking about. Do you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly.
Come back in a decade, maybe we can listen to you. But I can't take her seriously talking about sex.
Exactly.
She sounds like fucking Lisa Simpson.
Exactly, you know. But Anita Sarkeesian, she looks like she looks like she'd be a bit, you know...
Up for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I definitely would. And the thing is, it'd be a bit of a grudge fuck as well, wouldn't it? It'd be like, yeah, fucking, I hate you. I fucking hate you so much.
I don't want to say anything on that, because that is what's going to come back to haunt you. In fact, oh no, look at Jezebel already put an article up about it.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, never mind. I've just...
I just like to say, everybody... Thanks for listening, taking the time to listen. Really appreciate it, man. I'm enjoying the comments as well. That's good.
Yeah, me too. I've been watching the comments as they go up because it's cracking, you know. Thanks to everyone for, you know, listening and watching and supporting us and stuff like that because, you know, this is why we do it, I think. This is why I do it anyway, you know. It's for you guys to enjoy and just to let you know that you're not the only fucking people who think this way, you know. And that because that's what got me worried, really, is that, you know, no one else around me fucking seems to think this sort of shit.
Well, I felt, before the internet, I have to admit, I always felt alone in my thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, nobody else thinks like me, but then the internet came along, and there are people that think like me, there's just not a lot of them. Not as many as them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And Momentum Zero's got it right there. You guys are creating a lot of audio snippets that can be taken out of context. Yes, yes we are. Yes, we are. But I really appreciate everyone listening and supporting us. I really do. It makes it all worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for everyone's watching. And one of my favorite things about your videos, right, is the I'll leave it there for now. Because it makes it sound like you could keep going on because this is pissing you the fuck off. But you're not because, you know, you've got things to do and, you know, you can only labor a point so far sort of thing. But I love that. And every video you do it, it's brilliant.
Oh, I know. I've got into the habit of doing it now. I start the same and I finish the same.
And that's good. You know, it's a signature, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. But I do like the I'll leave it there for now. So I'll let you talk us out.
Okay, then, well, in that case, thank you all very much for listening, and we'll leave it there for now. Bye-bye.